नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम टेक्स्ट 8 चैप्टर 10 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द बैटल बिटवीन द डेमिगॉड्स एंड डीमंस Text 41 Balir Dram Dashabhis Tribhir Airavatam Sharaihi Chaturbhish Chaturo Vahan Eke Narohamarichayet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Translation: Maharaj Bali then attacked Indra with 10 arrows and attacked Airavat, Indra's carrier elephant, with 3 arrows. With 4 arrows, he attacked the 4 horsemen guarding Airavat's legs, and with 1 arrow, he attacked the driver of the elephant. Purport: The word Vahan refers to the soldiers on horseback who protected the legs of the carrier elephants. According to the system of military arrangement, the legs of the elephant bearing the commander were also protected. One day, Hare Krishna. So, seeking the blessings of all the assembled devotees, especially my senior god brothers, Jai Nithai Prabhu, coming all the way from London, preaching in the midst of so many adversities. Please bear with me what I'll be speaking today. So, initially, when I was told that I have to give class on this particular verse, specifically the translation is 4 lines, the purport is also 4 lines. So I was completely stumped. What should I speak on? But just a few days ago, His Grace Prabhupada Charan Prabhu was giving. He was speaking in the Brahmachari class, and one of the statements he made during the course of that class really struck me, because I mean I was constantly thinking, I won't say meditating, but I was constantly thinking about what I will speak, and that particular statement by Prabhupada Charan Prabhu, it struck me so hard in relation to this particular purport. Then I thought I'll base my class on that line. So whatever good or you feel is something I spoke worthy, it's all the inspiration which I got from what Prabhupada Charan Prabhu spoke, and whatever shortcomings might be there, they are all mine. Saying that, I'll try to speak something. So there's a very, a recurring theme in the Bhagavad Gita, which we see Krishna says again and again. First time he mentions about it in the 3rd chapter. He says, Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jatu tishthatya karma krit karyatya hi avasha karma sarva prakriti jair gunai. Everyone is forced to act helplessly. And no one can, Prabhupada in the translation writes, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. Everyone is forced to act. Again we see, as part of the, in the 6th chapter itself, first verse, Krishna again repeats, Anashritta karma phalam, karyam karma karotiha, na sannyasi cha yogi cha, na niragnir, achakriyah. So, one who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated, he is true mystic, not one who lights no fire and performs no duty. So for someone who is on the transcendental path, he has to perform his duties, he has to act, he has to perform activities. And again, we see in the 18th chapter, Krishna says, Nahi deha bhrata shakyam tyaktum karmanya sheshita. For one who is embodied, it is not possible. Tyaktum karmanya sheshita. It is not possible to give up activities. It is indeed impossible for an embodied living being to give up all activities. This is Prabhupada's translation. So, all of us living entities, spirit souls in this material world, we are forced to act. We have to act. But what is this activity that we have to perform? So, very interesting. What we just now saw are all statements by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. A recurring theme, 3rd chapter, 6th chapter, 18th chapter. But in the Nectar of Instruction also, in the purport to 3rd chapter, Prabhupada brings up this theme. Sorry, in the purport to the 3rd verse, Utsaha, Nishaya, Dhairya, Tattat Karma, Pravartanat, Sangatyagat, Satavurte. In this particular, the purport to this verse, Prabhupada brings up this theme again. And Prabhupada begins the purport to Utsaha, Nishaya, Dhairya by saying, devotional service is not a matter of sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. Its substance is practical activity. So again, Prabhupada brings up the theme that you have to work, you have to act, you cannot refrain from acting. And then he makes it more pointed by giving a definition which Rupa Goswami himself has given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about what is devotional service. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Adhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam Bhakti Uttama. So Prabhupada again writes that bhakti is again within like first line, he writes that its substance is practical activity, and again he defines bhakti using what Rupa Goswami has given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and immediately within a few lines again he is repeating bhakti is a sort of cultivation. And as soon as we say cultivation, we must refer to activity. He again hammers the point. The cultivation of spirituality does not mean sitting down idly for meditation, as some pseudo-yogis teach, which Krishna mentions in the 6th chapter, the 1st verse. Na niragnir na chakriyah. So, we see this recurring theme. Krishna has mentioned, Prabhupada brings it up in his purport. So then, what is the activity? Of course, there are many activities, depending on whose viewpoint you are looking at, whether you are looking at from the viewpoint of, every activity you can say is, but Prabhupada in one of his letters to his disciple Rameshwar Prabhu, he gives a very nice statement. He says, a temple is not a place for eating and sleeping, but it is a base from which we send out soldiers to fight with Maya. So that's what we are. This place is a base from where we send out soldiers to fight with Maya. It may not be conventional, what we know by the term conventionally war or fight. But that is what the activity, whatever activity is going on here, is somehow related to that. You may have crack units or regiments of the army fighting on the war front actual, but there are so many other units and supporting units which are all an integral part of a fighting army. So every activity that is going on in this temple here, right from cleaning the vegetables which is going on right now, every activity is somehow geared towards this one activity of fighting with Maya. So actually, the other day when I mentioned Prabhupada Charan Prabhu was speaking, he mentioned this particular statement from the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He mentioned in this particular verse where Krishna explains what are the residing places for lust within our body. So Prabhupada Charan Prabhu mentioned that the enemy has captured different strategic positions in the body of the conditioned soul. And therefore, Lord Krishna is giving hints of those places so that one who wants to conquer the enemy may know where he can be found. So this started off the whole train of thoughts. So therefore, we see this is the main purpose of what we are doing here, that it is a war. And as Prabhupada has mentioned umpteen times throughout his lectures, his letters, his purports, that if we are not serving Krishna, then we are serving Maya and not fighting Maya. So therefore, our prime duty and our whole reason for engaging in these activities here is to fight against Maya and somehow progress on our way back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada mentions in his, again I would go back to the Nectar of Instruction verse, it's a very, very instructive purport, the purport to the third verse. So he says, now what do you need? Or even if you see any yoga practice, even the traditional Hatha Yoga practice, it begins with, Hatha Yoga has 8 stages, and it begins with Yama and Niyama. Some do's, some don'ts. So, even any fighting army has got its own regulated principles of what have to be done, what should not be done. So similarly, Prabhupada says in this purport to the third verse of Nectar of Instruction, one should not be idle, but one should be very enthusiastic about executing the regulative principles. And Prabhupada translates the fourth part of that verse, Utsaha Nishchaya Dhairyat Tattat Karma Pravartanat. Prabhupada translates Tattat Karma Pravartanat as the regulative principles. So neglect of the regulative principles will destroy devotional service. Just like if we see in this particular purport, Prabhupada says, according to the system of military arrangement, the legs of the elephant bearing the commander were also protected. So usually the commander in chief of an army is situated in a very elevated position, and which is a very fortified position, so that he can have a very strategic overview of what is happening everywhere on the battlefield, and at the same time he is quite safe from being directly attacked. So elephant was one such, sitting on top of an elephant was one such position, but the thing was, if the elephant's legs were not protected, then it's a very vulnerable situation to be in. And actually this is the case even in today's modern warfare. You may have so many modern so-called technological advances, but it is just that. Instead of an elephant is replaced by a drone, what is that? Unmanned aerial vehicle. You have an UAV. It's a drone which flies way, way, way high, 60,000, 70,000 feet up in the air. And it has got cameras, all sensing devices, infrared cameras, whether it is day or night, it doesn't make any difference. It can see far and wide into the enemy's zone and send all information back to the commander, who is sitting way back somewhere in some air-conditioned bunker watching the whole thing as if it was a video game. Just elephant has been replaced by that particular unmanned aerial vehicle. Otherwise, everything else remains the same. So, this principle is still applicable. So, I was thinking that in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma is portrayed as a bull. And this Dharma, the bull, is standing on four legs of austerity, truthfulness, compassion, and truthfulness. Sorry, what is it? Mercy. So, austerity, mercy, truthfulness, and cleanliness. So, this bull is represented, Dharma is represented by the bull. And in this fight against Maya, basically, I mean, scriptures say that it is Kalau Shudra Sambhavat. Everyone in Kali Yuga is a Shudra by birth. And then later on, Samskara Dvijo Bhavet, he advances by certain samskaras, certain performances. But then, actually, if we see today's day and age, it's more like an animalistic civilization. People are running after pleasure in those things which even animals can easily attain. So, more than Kalau Shudra Samava, it's more like, you know, it's an animalistic world. And actually, even the Shastras say that Dharma is the only thing which allows a person, a human being, to be a human being. Dharmena hina pashubhi naranam. Otherwise, everything else, all activities that a human being performs, fall under a certain category which any animal can also perform. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha samanam etat pashubhi naranam. These are similar activities. Only thing which differentiates is dharmena hina. Dharmo hi tesham adhiko visheso dharmena hina pashubhi narana. So that is the only differentiating factor. And the whole civilization today, by the influence of Kali, who is again an agent of Maya, is geared towards making every individual entity go away from dharma, go away from principles of dharma. Every entity. Prabhupada used to say, what are today's schools, modern so-called schools and colleges? What are they? They are all spiritual slaughterhouses. Why? Because what do these spiritual slaughterhouses teach us? They teach us to question wrongly, not scientifically. When given scientific answers, they all push it down to dogma. But if we go down to the core assumptions, as they call, or beliefs of science, even there we can find many dogmatic theories. So therefore, these spiritual slaughterhouses are designed to slowly, I mean, I would prefer to be a gentleman. That's it. Why I need God or something? I'll be a perfect gentleman. I'll be truth. I'll speak the truth. I'll be honest. I'll pay my taxes on time. I'll do all these things. I'll drive my vehicle according to traffic regulations. I'm a perfect gentleman. Bas, I'm happy in that. I don't want, why you want me to unnecessarily bow down before some particular stone figure or why? So this is sort of an indications of advanced intelligence according to the modern so-called educational systems. Somebody is intelligent, so he doesn't bow down before a stone. He is very rational, asks rational questions. But these are all methods and all different strategies employed by Maya to take the person away from dharma and actually make it such that there is not even a trace of some regret that what I am doing, this is just some animalistic pleasure which I am running after. It becomes the most natural thing to do because of lack of dharma. So this basic thing is being taken away. How? By attacking these four legs of dharma. The principles of austerity, truthfulness, cleanliness and mercy. So, what are the four horsemen which will help us to protect these four pillars of dharma and thereby lead a life according to dharma? What are the four horsemen? Who are these four horsemen? Prabhupada has given us in such a nice and practical way the four horsemen who will guard these four legs within our own life. Prabhupada says, neglect of the regulative principles will destroy devotional service. In this Krishna consciousness movement, there are four basic regulative principles. Forbidding illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. So a devotee must be very enthusiastic about following these principles. If he becomes slack in following any of them, his progress will certainly be checked. So these are the four horsemen. Because what are these four regulative principles? So each of these four regulative principles helps in protecting one of the legs or the pillars of this dharma. So the four regulative principles are no meat eating. So this helps us to protect the leg of mercy. No intoxication helps us to protect the leg of austerity. Okay? And no illicit sex helps us to protect the leg of cleanliness. So this is the horseman who is protecting. And no gambling protects the leg of truthfulness. So these are the four horsemen who are capable of protecting each of these legs of dharma and thereby pushing us towards a life of dharma, which is the basic distinguishing factor between an animalistic life and a human life. So Prabhupada has included, if we tell about these things to anyone outside, people find it so strange. Why no meat eating? No, actually meat is the best source of protein. Why we should not eat meat? People don't understand that it has got more than the gross level of nutritional value or any other thing. Even on a subtle level, there is a much more deeper significance to these four don'ts or niyama which Prabhupada has given us as part of our process of bhakti yoga. He has given us these four don'ts very nicely packaged, very easy to follow. So therefore, we have to understand that, this thought came to my mind, there have been many times in my life where I have attempted to lose weight. And many times I have also taken some advice from some professional experts in this field. So a couple of times they have mentioned to me that whatever you follow in order to lose weight, that method or that procedure should not be something which causes an obstacle or an hindrance, or it prevents you from having a smooth flow of activities throughout the day. If whatever you are doing, in order to whatever steps you take, maybe you eat or you do some exercise or whatever, it should be part of your daily schedule. It should be integrated within your daily schedule in such a way that it doesn't seem that you have to go out of your way to do something. Then you will be able to follow it for a longer period and it might work. So it actually made sense. And here I see that what Prabhupada has given us as part of the four regulative principles, he said, follow these four regulative principles. They will be the horsemen which will protect the four legs of dharma and allow us to live a life of dharma. At the same time, he has given us yama. Do these things. which will make your performance of these niyama or following these regulative principles, these will be made easier by following these four do's. And those are the famous ABCD of Srila Prabhupada. Association of devotees, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and prasadam, or diet. So, again, he has packaged it in such a fantastic way. So, Prabhupada says in this purport, Srila Goswami, Rupa Goswami therefore recommends tattat karma pravartanat. One must strictly follow the regulative principles of Vaidhi Bhakti. In addition to these four prohibitions, yama, there are positive regulations, positive principles, niyama, such as Prabhupada says, the daily chanting of 16 rounds on Japamala beads. These regulative activities must be faithfully performed with enthusiasm. This is called tattat karma pravartanat, or varied engagement in devotional service. And then he again, in that purport, he again goes ahead. Devotional service means transcendental activities. So, as I was saying, whenever we have to follow certain activity in order to achieve certain results, if those particular activities impinge or they hinder our normal day-to-day activities, or they impinge on our normal activities, somehow, you know, cause certain obstacles and causes to go out of our way to do something, then it becomes a chore. And after some time, it is possible that we might give it up. So Prabhupada, such a nice way, he has packaged it for us. The four don'ts and the four do's. So these four do's are something which will help us in the four don'ts, even if you find it very difficult. So Prabhupada says again in that purport ahead, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we require everyone to rise early in the morning by 4 a.m. and attend Mangal Aarti or morning worship. That is in the association of all the devotees. So we come in the association of all the devotees, everyone assembles and we attend Mangal Aarti. Then read Srimad Bhagavatam. Everyone is here reading, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Performing Kirtan, Guru Puja, Mangal Aarti and so forth. And also everyone sits together and chants Dappa. So thus, we hold continuous activity in devotional service. This is called the sixth item in the text number 3 of Nectar of Instruction, Sato Vritti. Or following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, who expertly filled every moment of our time with Krishna conscious activities. So the four horsemen who are protecting the four legs of dharma and enabling us to follow a lifestyle based on dharma are the four regulative principles. And the four principles which we have to follow which Prabhupada has given to us so nicely pre-packaged in our morning program, so that we do not have to go out of our way. It is like a package deal. It's so nicely integrated within our lifestyle in the temple, or even devotees staying outside the temple. Everyone has duties at their home. Many devotees, they have duties, or they still have some Mangal Aarti program. The family members sit together for japa. Sometimes they read Bhagavatam. Many places I know they have proper Srimad Bhagavatam class at their home. So therefore, it has been so nicely given us in an integrated format that there is no extraneous effort needed to go out of the way to do something, and become so easy and so comfortable to follow the principles of Bhakti Yoga and advance in our Krishna consciousness. So therefore, just as Prabhupada mentions here in the purport that the legs of the elephant bearing the commander were also protected, so Prabhupada has given us such nice methods whereby we We can protect the legs of the dharma and live our life according to dharma and progress in our march continuously towards going home back to Godhead, rather than just trying to, you know, hit or miss fashion, trying to try out certain strategies by ourselves. So this is such a strategic thought that Prabhupada has put into developing this whole program for us of following the morning program and following the four regulative principles. So we should be, I mean, personally, we should be so grateful to Prabhupada for giving it to us in such a nice packaged format, very simple to understand, assimilate and follow and practice in our day-to-day life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any doubts or any queries, comments. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।